Two by two, two right, two left. Jimmy in the shotgun on third down. They blitz. Anzalone. Jimmy gets hit. Fluttering ball down the sideline. Caught by Deebo Samuel. Breaks a tackle now and will run all the way inside the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! San Francisco. How did he catch that ball? 79 yards. Jimmy got hit. It was a fluttering ball. And he made a great adjustment in mid-flight to go get the ball and then yak after it.
There it is. The 49ers rolling in Detroit, getting week one, which leads to our 49er Player of the Week interview, which
is awesome.
We're really looking forward to this. Usually it's going to be on Wednesdays, but because it's an unusual week with the Niners in West Virginia, and we said, well, what are we going to do? And they said, oh, well, Jimmy Garoppolo is going
to
call
in. He's the guy we're going to talk to.
So how good is that? On the UMA guest line, we welcome back the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Hey, Jimmy, welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show. Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey.
Hey,
congrats
Jimmy
on that win.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning, man?
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Always. Man. You're 24-7. You're welcome.
Doors
here, my
open,
friend.
Man.
So how's West Virginia this morning? That's like your home away from home now. It's like familiar environment, huh?
No doubt, man. Yeah, we're getting used to it out here. It's the hospitality is unbelievable. You feel like you go back in time a little bit, but it's always good to get back here.
Yeah.
Is it good for you guys to be in that like that little bubble kind of where, you know, instead of winging it back and forth to the West Coast? I mean, tell us the advantages of this.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of it. You know, I think just the time change is a big thing. You know, playing those 1 o'clock games, it's really 10 o'clock for us. It's an adjustment that you can't really get used to that quickly. So I think having the week out here, a little team bonding, you know, going to dinners and things like that, it always makes for a good week.
All right, who's buying the dinners, though? That's the question.
Yeah.
We just went out last night. We took care of it. A couple of the older guys.
Ooh.
We got to take care of these young guys, man, you know?
Wow, that's classy. A lot of times they stick it to the rookie and be like, hey, guess what, kid? You're buying, you know?
Oh, we had our rookie dinner. That was during camp, though, so we took care of that already.
Wait, nice. Did you just call yourself an old guy, Jimmy?
Ooh.
Hey, man, I mean, you're getting up there now. You know, year eight, it's a different game.
Isn't that wild to think year eight? Does that hit you kind of? Does that, like, wow? When you look at these young kids walking in, I mean, we had you on in the spring, and we talked about how young Trey is and the musical references or the TV references, but you definitely look around the league now, and you see yourself as one of the veterans.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. It's one of those things that you don't really realize it's going on, and then all of a sudden you start talking to guys in the locker room, and you know, they don't listen to the same music, they don't watch the same movies. Just you know, things change. But you know, we got a good group of guys who older guys get along with the young guys get along with the old guys, so it makes for a good time.
Hey, Jimmy, good stuff. Glad to have you on the UMA guest line. Let's start with the tough stuff and then get to the happy stuff, and that's the injuries, man. How do you process the Raheem Mostert and Jason Verrett injuries to start the season with those body blows? How are you guys talking about it?
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. It really is. Just, you know, you never want to see anyone get hurt, but, you know, just especially those two guys. I mean, been with them for a little while now. JV, just everything he's fought through to come back and get to where he's at. And, you know, he had a hell of a training camp, a hell of a preseason. He was rolling. It's so unfortunate. That's the nature of the beast, I guess. But, and then Raheem, the same thing. Just, you know, the guy's been battling me and him last year, kind of went through some injury stuff together. And it's just, you know, it's just tough. I mean, there's no better way to put it. It sucks. But, you know, we got a deep team. We got a good group of guys who, you know, we'll bounce back and be ready to roll.
Now, you look in the backfield room and you see Trey Sermon, Elijah Mitchell, Jamichael Hasty. These are young kids. So do you exert any kind of leadership on these guys now? What do you do as the QB?
Yeah, I think, you know, naturally that just kind of happens. Like when Raheem went down, we all kind of knew it on the sideline. Just went up to Elijah and Haste and, you know, kind of got them going a little bit. Hasty's always ready to roll. And I knew that from last year playing with him. Just he's a gamer, man. He was ready to roll. Soon as he got the call, and Elijah, I mean, you guys saw it on game day. That dude, he came out ready to play, and when his number was called, he was ready.
Well, he was for sure. And then, and we'll see what happens Sunday in Philadelphia. Let's talk a little bit before we get to the Eagles about the game. I mean, you guys got the win; it was huge, and you had your longest touchdown pass of your career. Did you know that 79 yards was your longest?
I actually didn't. I mean, I didn't even know I threw a touchdown pass until I looked up, to be honest.
Yeah.
I heard you said you got up from the pile to see Debo crossing the goal line. Is that right?
Yeah,
there was a pretty good pile of us helping a couple guys up there, helping me up, and turned over my shoulder. Me and Trent Williams kind of together were like, oh, all right. It was kind of funny, actually. But, you know, Debo made a hell of a play on it. It was good.
And you look back on that play on film, you know, the way the replays were showing, you got a lot of praise for hanging in on that one. Is that when you look on that film, are you proud of the way you got that throw off, or do you still like, oh, man, I could have put that in a different place?
No, I was going for the back shoulder, saw the guy running with Debo, and he had no vision on me. And so I just wanted to give Debo a chance with it. I saw we had one-on-one on the outside, and, you know, Debo did the rest. But, yeah, our O-line's been playing great, man. They really gave me a lot of clean pockets. They helped me out a ton. Just made my life easy, made the run game easy. And whenever we could get rolling like that, it makes for a good day.
Hey, always talking to Jimmy Garoppolo on the UMA guest line. Always great to see the ball distribution, too. You were hitting a lot of different targets out there. Obviously, George Kittle gets a few grabs. You mentioned the Debo play. Tell us a little bit about Trent Sherfield. This guy kind of really caught everyone's attention during the preseason, and now it kind of translates into the regular season. He gets that touchdown catch. You found him for a grab as well. Just give us a little briefing on Trent Sherfield, new wide receiver face.
Yeah, Trent, you know, he's new to the public, but I think everyone in our building, we've been seeing it for a while now. You know, the guy he's one of those guys, he's consistent every day, comes in. You know what you're going to get. You know the routes you're going to get, and you really never have to question it. And as a quarterback, it just puts your mind at ease when you got a guy like that. And it makes, like I said before, it makes my job easy. And so it's, you know, he's one of those guys, he's got some dog in him. He's been around this league a little bit.
Nice.
Just a guy I love to have on my side, I'll tell you that.
So, in other words, you know, part of being a quarterback is, like we talked about, coaching up those young running backs, but also coaching up
a guy like
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
So what do you know, that's a guy you expect a lot out of, and he didn't get any targets on Sunday. Is that something you guys need to talk about together?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You know, it's one of those things that it's a week. Our offense, I mean, you see it every season. It's a week-by-week offense. You know, one guy, this week is his number. Next week, it's the other guy. And it's just one of those things that you can't get too caught up in it. We're only 1 week into this thing. And, you know, B.A., he had a hell of a training camp, too. I mean, it didn't go unnoticed from the quarterback, and that's for sure. But, you know, it's just a matter of time. I mean, he's gonna have his time, and when his number's called, I know B.A.'s going to be ready. He always is.
Okay, we're talking to Jimmy Garoppolo doing his thing here as the 49ers get the win. They're in West Virginia getting ready for the Eagles on Sunday. He's our 49er Player of the Week interview. We very much appreciate him making time here on a Tuesday in West Virginia. You know, there's a really interesting discussion on the Fox broadcast. Mark Sanchez, a peer of yours, you probably know him. So, Jimmy, we talk about the moment you drive the team down the field. You can make a nice third down conversion to Mohamed Sanu to get the ball, I think, to the 5-yard line. Great pass, good third down conversion. Congratulations on that. And then here comes Trey. He comes running in, he throws a touchdown. And you guys get the touchdown. It's good for the team. But then you got to go over and you hug him up, and you're smiling, you're slapping him on the butt, the whole thing. And Mark Sanchez said on Fox, he goes, I got to give Jimmy Garoppolo all the credit in the world. He goes, as a quarterback, he goes, that's not an easy hug to give. And I wondered, what's your reaction to that comment?
He's not wrong. No. He just, it is what it is type of situation. You know, it's one of those, we had a good drive, marched it down there. Kyle called the package, and, you know, he's the head coach, so whatever he calls goes. So just one of those things, you can only control what you can control. And, you know, I'm out there with my boys making the best of it, having a good time. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're playing football, trying to get a win. So whatever it takes. But, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, hey, I thought you were just going to mention your Italian heritage and say, like, listen, that's our culture, man. We hug. We're a hugging people. We'll pour some wine. We'll hug. It's just the way we are. You know what I mean?
Of course. I mean, you can't go wrong. La Familia, right?
La Familia, Jimmy. That's all. Paisan.
Well, that's interesting. You guys,
exactly.
So, yeah. I think part of what, like, why you're handling this so well is you, it sounds like you're being very honest with yourself.
Yeah.
About it all. Like, hey, man, of course I want to be the guy. I want to be QB1. I want to run the show. But you've been presented this situation. And you're being honest about it, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of one of those situations that the guys in the locker, I know the guys in the locker room, they know me, and I know where I stand with them. And so that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's what really matters. And as long as those guys got my back, I got no problem doing whatever it takes to win. And you know, it's I don't know, this league is, it's crazy how things happen, and you know, you just got to roll with the punches, kind of, and let the chips fall as they may at the end. And you know, we'll see where everything is at the end.
There you go. No, that's very well said, Jimmy. And, you know, considering everything we're talking about right now, when you see, you know, your numbers after the game that night or the next morning, whatever, and you see, like, hey, I had, you know, this is the greatest passing yardage game I've had since New Orleans 2019. Does that matter to you on any level? Does that boost your confidence? Is that meaningful? Or is that just part of the win in the grand scheme?
I mean, I'd much rather have 300 yards than 100 yards. So I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it helps a little bit, but no, it's I don't know. I can't put too much thought into it. I guess it's one of those games where I didn't even realize I was in the 300s, to be honest. And mm-hmm. then after the game, the guys came up to me, told me, and I was like, okay, you know, they I don't know. These small chunk plays have a way of adding up, and you know, it makes for good drives, lets us control the ball a little bit, keep the defense off the field. So it's all part of the winning football.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, a few more minutes here before we let him get going back to this training for the Eagles game on Sunday. George Kittle had 5 targets on Sunday. I was looking like Darren Waller last night. Monday night had like 19 targets. I mean, Jared Carr was like obsessed with Darren Waller. But I'm just wondering, to you, when you
was.
Go back.
No, he was.
Because as a guy, I have Waller on my fantasy team. I was loving it. So,
Truth
comes out. Yeah, exactly.
But I was wondering, like, do you look at that, you go back over the sheet, and you said already earlier in this conversation, hey, it's a week-to-week thing, different guys get their number called. But to you, are you like, man, I got to target Kittle more?
Trust me, I would love to. George is one of my favorite guys to throw to. Gets open easily, beats man. But, I mean, honestly, they had a couple times where they were double, even triple teaming him over the top of the safety. So, you know, like I said, it's a week-by-week thing. And the Lions, they were making sure that it was going to be hard for us to get the ball to George. And so, you know, maybe next week will be different. But I think George is one of those guys, especially, that he's in for the win, whatever it takes.
Right.
You know, he's run blocking like crazy. I think he suplexed the guy in one play. And so he does a lot of little things that go unnoticed sometimes. But no, it's we're all in this thing together.
Hey, I know it's a different side of the ball, but when you guys had a team film session, did anybody get a chance to isolate the Nick Bosa pile drive of Penei Sewell on that one rush?
You know what I mean? I've heard about it a couple of times. Oh yeah, it's Nick's a freak, man. He really is. Just the pure strength. I mean, that's a 300 some pound man that he did that to.
Yeah.
It's just, he does it on a weekly basis. That's why it's so impressive just how he does that. But yeah, there was a lot of performances up front. I mean, Trent Williams had a couple where he literally was throwing people. It made for a good day.
Nice, man.
Hey, Jimmy, you can't let you go with look ahead to Philly. You know, on paper, we in the media, we talking into microphones. Oh man, Niners open at Detroit, at Philly. That's 2 wins. 'Cause those are bad teams. Excuse me. The Eagles just dropped a 32-6 bomb on the Falcons, and your compadre Jalen Hurts was looking pretty good out there.
Yeah, he did look good.
I'm wondering how much attention have the Eagles gotten from you guys right now? Are you guys sitting up straight in your chairs?
Oh, always. Yeah, every week in this league, it's never going to be easy. You know, even when like you guys said, like the media hypes it up with a new coach and new scheme and all this stuff. These are still players that, you know, is their job, and they're going to fight for that, and we know that going into it. So it'll be another good road test for us. You know, I'm sure it'll be a hostile environment. I've heard some crazy things about those Philly fans.
Oh, man.
You know, we're looking forward to it, though.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
Nice.
Oh, they're coming for you, Jimmy. You better – you're going to hear –
they're lunatics,
you're
man.
You're going to hear it all, man.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get everything. Yeah.
I played in New England for a little while, so I heard some crazy stuff.
They might even have stuff on your brothers. You know what I mean? Like these guys in Philly, they do research so they can riff on players.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I wouldn't expect anything else.
Right.
Oh man. Well, I've always thought Boston and Philly are in a rivalry for the angriest sports towns in America.
They wake up
it's
furious.
It's like a horse race down the stretch.
Yeah,
man.
They're pissed all the time.
It's true.
It makes for a great environment, though. You got to love that.
Yeah, oh, totally, totally.
Hey, Jimmy, you're always very, very generous with your time and always very generous with answering any question we throw at you, man.
Yeah, great having you again,
man. The fans love it. They always go nuts when you come on. So know that you have a big fan base out here. And congrats on the win.
Nice game.
Enjoy your week and have a great game Sunday. Thanks for coming on, man.
Definitely. Appreciate it, guys. Always good talking to you. We'll have to do it again.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you, man.
That's the charm, Paulie, of a Jim
Garoppolo. Jimmy the Gent now. I mean, Jimmy the Gent is going to come on and answer the tough questions, whether it's hugs, which was a great response. I mean, he was totally honest.
Yeah.
Totally honest.
That's what I said. I think the reason why
the sincerity of Jimmy G. There are many, many redeeming qualities of a Garops on the field, off the field, on the phone.
I almost needed him in the handshake line with Kapler last night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hold on. I'm getting a call here, guys. Jimmy. Yeah, it's me, Gabe. How you doing? Oh, thanks. Yeah.
That's what I mean. That was my transition to Kipe there, by the way.
I get Jimmy G throwing out a first pitch during the playoff run?
I don't know.
I'm just talking.
That was very kind of him to come on and I need a nice game from him, Philly, on Sunday. I do. I need a nice game. Hey, here's the deal. Power Hour. Dwayne Kuiper, the October-bound Giants, next on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.